אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We are joined now by Vladimir Fanshil, a pianist and conductor who is bringing his concert to Melbourne for the very first time. Hi, Vladimir.
Hi, Amit. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little about your project called Live at Yours.
Live at Yours is actually a wonderful accident that has blossomed into a bouquet. It started with my wife and I during COVID, and we decided that we don't want to do any music online, and we started rehearsing programs together. So I'm a pianist, my wife's an opera singer, and we started performing in people's homes for 20 to 30 people. 7 months later, we had done 50 of these concerts because people were starved of classical music, and we also loved this new format of salon music. We were performing in big halls in Europe and Australia as well. We were back because my wife was singing in Don Giovanni at the Sydney Opera House, and here we were performing in lounge rooms for 20 to 30, and it was such a powerful and intimate experience. We thought we must continue this even after COVID, and thus Live at Yours was born.
And people seem to really like it, but I guess the real challenge is to keep finding interesting venues to host it.
Yeah, it's been 3 years now, and we've tried many different venues. And our main goal with finding the right venue is firstly that the venue has some spirit, some ruach to it. And it's an unusual place. So we've done coffee roasteries, art galleries, and our most successful venue in Sydney is the Great Synagogue, because people love to sit in this glorious architecture and enjoy the beautiful music that comes through there.
And now, for the very first time and for one time only, you're bringing it to Melbourne and to Toorak Synagogue. Tell us a little more about that evening. When is it and what can we expect?
So we're going to have two of Australia's finest artists. I'm really excited about this. We've got concert pianist Constantine Chamray and Italian cellist Umberto Clerici, who will come with a lot of his Italian charisma and this beautiful, warm cello sound. He plays a 1727 Goffrilla, which is a phenomenal instrument, and he also makes it sing. And they're going to play a very deeply romantic program. There's going to be Bruch Kol Nidre and Rachmaninoff's Sonata for Piano and Cello. Wow. So because we're doing Bruch's Kol Nidre, I just always think in a Jewish venue, we've got to play some Jewish music. However, Bruch wasn't Jewish. He just had Jewish friends, and he heard this melody, and he thought, wow, I need to write something about it. And because some of our audience is going to be the broader community, I thought the choir should sing Kol Nidre the way it should be and the way we hear it on Yom Kippur. So we'll have the choir sing it, and then the guys will play the Bruch version.
Amazing. Now, when it comes to playing musical instruments, how important is it to make sure to find the right hall, be in the right space? Size does matter, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The acoustics are everything. They're just the most important thing is how you receive things. And music is a language of emotions through vibrations. So if we're in a hall that's too big, then those vibrations don't physically touch us. It's a very visceral experience. If we're in a hall like Toorak Synagogue or the Great Synagogue in Sydney, the acoustics are phenomenal, and they raise the performance to a completely different level because the vibrations envelop us, they wrap us, they embrace us like a huge hug in the music, and we feel it. We live it. It's you can't escape it. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be wrapped in the vibrations of this music. And that's why I always choose venues where we don't need any amplification. Because amplification, I think, kills good music. Just like speaking, it's much more personal and intimate if you're speaking sitting close to each other and you can speak softly and you hear each other, and your voices, your vibrations envelop each other rather than on the phone or far away. It's the same with a great acoustic like at Turek Synagogue, which I'm really excited about hearing for the first time next week.
Are you going to play as well or just host the event?
I'm going to host the event. So I like to come and just give people musical insights to the music. I give them little secrets to listen out for, to give their listening a bit more depth. Some people that come are coming for the first time to a classical concert. And this is more of an experience. It's more of a... I find our concerts a celebration, each one we do, because we don't do too many too often, and we get the finest artists in the country. We very carefully pick the programs to uplift and to make people feel in a certain way, and always walk out feeling much happier and more joyous than when they came in.
Tell me a little about your guests, Umberto Clarici and Constantine Shemray.
Well, I was actually, after I came to Melbourne, I was speaking to Constantine, who's a good friend of mine, and I said, look, I'm going to do my first concert in Melbourne. He often performs as a soloist with the Melbourne Symphony. And I said, what would you like to play there? And he said, why don't we do a program with Umberto? We haven't played in a while, and we love performing together. So it just came about very naturally. I think actually all programs and programming should happen naturally. And also audiences will hear some unexpected surprises because I give the artists complete artistic freedom to add pieces, to add little stories about the pieces, where they first performed them. For example, Umberto performed the Rachmaninoff for the first time in Russia, in Moscow, a number of years ago when he was a finalist in the Tchaikovsky competition. So he was very young, traveling around all these regional places in remote Russia, very cold, very harsh, playing this sonata. So I love artists to connect with the audience. So that's why the process should always be fluid and relatable to what's happening at the time.
Who is your target audience that night? Is this concert suitable for all ages?
Absolutely. From ages 6 to 106, I think it's perfect. When you have the best performers, it's like having the best chef. You know, you can prepare food for anyone, and everyone will enjoy it because it's fresh, it's fine, and it speaks to everyone. So I think it's the best experience. It's like seeing an incredible sunset, or like we saw a couple of weeks ago, an incredible moonrise. You know, a 5-year-old can be wonderstruck by it, and an 100-year-old can be wonderstruck by it. So this is one of those life experiences that you must be there for. It's visceral, so you must be there to feel it. And I really invite everyone from the ages of 6 to 106 or 120, like Moshe Rabbeinu,
yes,
to come and enjoy.
There you go, a one-time event in Turek Synagogue on the 24th of May, 7 p.m. The community is invited. And you can find more information about this event online. Just search for Live at Yours, Turek Synagogue. Vladimir Fanchil, thank you so much for sharing and good luck with the event.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Amit, for your time.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.